Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
LSU baseball back in action last night, taking down Southern. They're back in action tomorrow, and that game was moved up from an original 7 o'clock first pitch to a 1 o'clock first pitch because of some incoming weather that could impact that game. So LSU will take on Oral Roberts beginning tomorrow, first pitch right at 1 o'clock, and that'll go on from the box at 1 p.m. tomorrow. They should be on schedule for Saturday and Sunday. LSU coach Paul Maneri will join us here in a few moments to talk about the midweek games, wins over Southern and wins over Nicholls State. LSU is, I think, playing some fantastic offense so far in the young season. Dylan Cruz has been every bit as advertised as he was coming into the season. And this is where LSU baseball really benefited from COVID-19, if there was such a thing. Dylan Cruz should be playing in some farm club, AA or AAA level, and should have gotten drafted. But because of the pandemic, they shortened the draft. He did not. He decided he wanted to go experience college baseball, and LSU was the benefactor, and he has been outstanding this year for the Tigers so far. And that was one of the players that, as we got into the season, he was one that you pointed to, along with another guy that's performing for LSU offensively and defensively as a freshman. That's Trey Morgan. Both of those guys have really been significant contributors early on in the LSU season. So far, they're getting what they at least hoped for and expected from those two young freshmen. And if you haven't watched Trey Morgan play defense, you need to. You just need to. At first base, I know it doesn't sound all that great because it's first base, and you go, well, how hard is it? But when you watch some of the things he can do with his glove and also stretching out to get a ball, and the way he can contort his body around that bag, he almost does a waltz around the first base. He's been phenomenal to watch as well. LSU coach Paul Maneri joining us now. Coach, how are you? I was just talking about the footwork of Trey Morgan. He almost does a waltz around first base, how he can move around and get to some balls that most can't.
Yeah, it looks like a dance. He's got that unbelievable footwork. Today, I've been in the game a long time. Christian, he's got as good a footwork around the bag as any first baseman I've ever seen. It's great instinct. You know, I know he's done a lot of work growing up with his father. His father taught him a lot and worked him a lot. But a lot of that is just natural instinct for the game. He's got obviously the athletic ability. But, you know, in the heat of the moment, to be able to, when you can keep your foot on the base and know when to shuffle your feet, and know when you can go into foul territory or know how far to stretch out to get your glove in a position to be able to pick a ball in the dirt. A lot of that is just a feel for the game and the instinct for the game. And he's got it, man. I'm telling you, he's like poetry in motion watching him play first base.
Are you in the cage or at BP? I hear some pings going off the bat.
We're still at practice out at the field, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much for carving out some time this early in particular. So what do you think of your offense so far? It's been pretty productive this year.
Well, I'm obviously pleased. You know, when the season begins, you just never know what's going to happen. And we were a little bit tentative the first couple days of the season. The first game of the year, the Air Force Academy walked a lot of our batters. And I think when you face a pitching staff that walks a lot of your batters, it has a tendency to put your batters to sleep a little bit, you know, makes you a little less aggressive, and, you know, you don't want to swing at bad pitches, that type of thing, and kind of carried into the second day of the season, and we lost that ball game, you know, and they actually threw some good arms against us that day, and and talked to the team after that game and just said, look, we got to go back to just being really aggressive. Get up there and let it rip. And if you swing at a bad pitch, you swing at a bad pitch. Forget about it. At least be aggressive. And, you know, the guys all really took it all to heart. And I think since then they've shown a lot of aggressiveness at the plate. And, you know, we swung with a lot of authority. We've hit a lot of extra base hits and home runs. And, you know, I like the way the guys are attacking the ball.
I know you could probably talk about Dylan Crews for several hours, and all I can say, he's lived up, Coach, so far to what you said prior to the start of the season, that he's impressive to watch at the plate.
Well, he's the total package, and we knew that coming in. We're very fortunate that he came to school, Christian. You know, kids like him don't often come to college. You know, people, you know, wonder why you don't get kids like him more frequently, but you know, guys like him, you know, the professional baseball people are scooping him up out of high school so frequently. And they, you know, they throw a lot of money their way. And, you know, it's attractive to kids, you know, the idea of going to play in the major leagues. And, you know, they don't always get to the major leagues. It's a long road through the minor leagues. And Dylan was smart enough to realize that he could have his cake and eat it too. He could have great college experience at LSU, you know, develop his skills, prepare himself to succeed in professional baseball, and then be ready, you know, to go out there and have a good professional career as well. And I think he's right on target to do everything. And he's got off to a good start, no question about that.
Coach, yesterday in the first game of the doubleheader, Blake Money on in relief, and he was money. I don't mean to be so corny, but, I mean, I thought he pitched well. You agree?
Oh, he was the key to the game for us. There's no question about that. You know, Javon Coleman just got off to a rough start, and he was just a really key batter. He got out there in the second inning when we brought Blake in. He got the batter out with runners on second and third and two outs. If he didn't get that out there, you know, we could have been down 3, 4, 5 runs right out of the gate, and the wind was blowing in, and Nickel State threw some good arms against us. It would have put a lot of pressure on us, especially with the wind blowing in. But Blake Money got that big out for us, kept us in the game. Brody Dross broke the ice for us with a home run, got us within one, and then we got another run, tied the game up, and it allowed our team to relax a little bit. And it was a really good ball game. Nickel State played tremendously, and I thought our guys played well also. And it was just a good ball game, and we found a way to win in the end.
Coach, you guys have played 9 games. I don't know if every team in the SEC has played 9 games just because of the scheduling quirks of COVID-19, but what do you think of the SEC so far, and some of the games that you've been able to at least just get some feedback on, some results? Is there anything that you've noticed, a trend or anything like that so far in the SEC?
Well, it looks like it's going to be a dogfight. You know, all the teams look very talented, and, you know, the opening weekend, 3 of the teams played in the tournament out in Arlington and dominated the Big 12. I think we only lost 1 game in the 9 games that the SEC teams played. They dominated Texas, TCU, and Texas Tech. You know, I think we've only lost a handful of games throughout the 14 teams that have played, you know. So, you know, every team is loaded. Every team's got first-round draft choices. It's going to be a very competitive league, and we know that every year, and this year in particular. Just every team has really outstanding ball players. Going to be exciting, but we still got a couple of weeks to go to get ready for that, and we're just taking it one game at a time. Our next challenge is Oral Roberts tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon now, 1:00.
We'll get to that in a second. I'm just curious if you've already been asked this, but Giovanni DiGiacomo, when does he look to return? I know he got banged up with a hamstring injury early.
Yeah, I just don't know yet, Christian. We're just playing that one day by day. It's getting better every day, but we just don't really have a timetable yet on when he'll return.
Oral Roberts, as you mentioned, coming to town for 3 games this weekend at the Box. 1:00 tomorrow, 3:00 on Saturday, and 2 p.m. on Sunday. What do you know about Oral Roberts?
I don't know that much about them specifically this year. I know that traditionally they have a really outstanding program. There was a stretch, I think, of 15 straight years they won their conference championship, whichever league they were in. And I think that streak ended in 2012. And then for a couple years they didn't win it, and then I think they won it like 3 straight years again. And I don't know that they've been, you know, at quite the level that they once enjoyed the last couple years. But my gut tells me that they're a team filled with really good baseball players. They're a school with a lot of tradition and a lot of pride. You know, good athletes in the state of Oklahoma, And we're expecting really good ball games. I haven't really had a chance to study him that much yet. You know, we just came off a long day yesterday, doubleheader, and it's been a pretty busy day with a lot of things. My assistants have looked at him more than I have. So we're going to take a good look at him tonight and get ready for tomorrow.
Coach, here we are 9 games in, and we all know how last season ended with a cancellation because of the pandemic. But it seems like, and I've watched a few games online, and it seems like both the opposing team and your team are just having a ball to get back to what is somewhat normal for them. It seems like everybody's kind of enjoying that they're back playing baseball.
Well, I would say that's accurate. Yeah, sure. It was a different feeling than last year. It was right around this time when last year everything got shut down. I believe March 11th was the last day we played last year. So it's just about the one-year anniversary. And it's been a long year. You know, so the last 12 months have been a long time for everybody, whether you're involved in college baseball or not. A lot of loved ones have been lost. A lot of people have been sick. It's been a tragic time in our country's history, and a time that a lot of us would like to never see again, quite frankly. So, you know, for the ones of us that have survived it, you know, we don't want to go through it again. We hope we never have to, but, you know, the ones that have survived, life is going on, and we're going to continue to be grateful for what we have. And, you know, we are grateful for what we have. Every day we get to go onto the baseball field and enjoy life. We're happy to be out here.
What's the expectation for Jaden Hill tomorrow afternoon in terms of innings or pitch count? Are you going to extend him a little bit more than you did the previous one, or about that?
Well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see how he pitches. And, you know, last week he went 6 innings, and I think he was a little bit over 60 pitches. So, I think he was at about 70 pitches. So I'm sure something around there, maybe a little bit more if he's able to go that, you know, without, you know, exerting too much of an effort. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, we'll just let the game play out and determine that during the course of the ball game.
LSU baseball coach Paul Maneri, thanks again for carving out some time for us, and good luck this weekend.
Okay, thanks a lot, Christian.
All right, you bet. Oral Roberts tomorrow at the box, 1 p.m. first pitch, and then Saturday, 3 p.m. Sunday at 2 p.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.